Remington Arms is asking a Connecticut Superior Court to stop a lawsuit against the company from going forward. The gun manufacturer is being sued for making the weapon used in the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting. Nine families of victims and one survivor of the attack say Remington had no business selling military-style weapons to civilians. In April, the company filed a motion to strike the case. Today, both sides will present oral arguments to find out if the case has merit. WSHU's Katie Toth spoke to one of the victim's family members.
Bill Sherlock is one of the plaintiffs on the case. His wife, Mary, was the school psychologist, and she died in the shooting. He says he never expected the case to get this far.
You know, we are hopeful that we'll be able to continue on our process.
Sherlock's lawsuit says the semi-automatic used in the Sandy Hook shooting was a military-style weapon, and it should never have been sold to civilians.
The damage that these weapons can do, I mean, that's why the military uses them. You know, they want an end to whatever the threat is as quick as and efficiently as possible.
Remington Arms has said they're immune to the lawsuit because of a law called the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. That protects gun makers from most litigation. Earlier, Remington filed a motion to dismiss the case, which failed. A press call to Remington Arms found the company had a full voicemail and was not accepting messages. Katie Toth, WSHU News.